Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and it's been a while, ain't it? It's been a while since I've gotten out here and done this. Talk to you, talk to me. Stream consciousness during my walk. I've been getting my steps in, though. I missed a few days for good reason. Well, good is relative. But, you know, for very substantial reasons. Nothing serious, just, you know, take a day off or two. Happy Monday. Happy Monday is good for Mondays. I love Mondays. Mondays serve a purpose. I look at Mondays as a break of a weekend, a break of a vacation, a break of a time off to get back into my normalcy. I do enjoy my normalcy, my routine. And even Mr. Scale agrees that I do better when I'm on my routine. And my routine includes walking, work, sleep, etc., etc. My routine does include work. And today is a special Monday in that I've had 4 days off. And not only that, the prior 9 days, I had a guest. My friend Lena from Denmark, I usually call her the Dane, visited the United States. I picked her up from LAX. And the significance of that in this soliloquy, if I could use that word, is that she was in, or we were in each other's presence basically for that whole time, like 9 straight days. I had another human being, I take that back, another living creature, another living organism that I was aware of in my apartment. I continued to work. For at least, well, 3 of those days, I guess, because I took 2 off. Or, yeah, something like that. I forget, maybe 5 days out of that, but I did work. And she's from here. So, no, well, she's lived here for a while before moving back to Denmark. So she knows the way around here. You know, she knows the way around. She's established. She has a vintage business. You know, she likes to do her shows and her thrifting and her shopping. So one thing that I knew before this even started, because me and her talk about, and it's open, how much I need my Jeffrey time and my alone time and my quiet time. Shut down, nothing, no noise, nothing. So she has the understanding of that. And we get along so well. We do get along very, very well. To the point that we can have these conversations. And she understands her energy versus my energy. The amount of engagement she is used to, the amount of engagement I'm used to, et cetera, et cetera. So she was able to take off, you know, give me a few hours, you know, where I just sit in quiet or do whatever. And while I was working, she was able to, you know, go do stuff or just hang out, talk. We had a good time. We just had a very, very good time. Very good time. We get along. We met our eHarmony in 2019, right before COVID. Hit it off. She moved to Denmark. We talk, still talk every day, chatting, you know, pictures, stay in contact. Very good relationship, whatever kind of relationship that is, undefined, unconditional, just, you know, whatever, we're just whatever, and it seems to be working. So, and when I went to Denmark 2 years ago, or last year, whatever year it was, you know, I saw her stay there in Denmark for a few days. It was raining the whole time and miserable. I got wet. I mean, wet. Had to go go to the hotel and take a shower, and the hotel was a hostel. But these hostels ain't like the hostels. I was telling her, this ain't no damn hostel. It was hostel-ish. But we had a private bathroom. And the only thing, we just had to carry up our linens. We just started, it was like six beds in there, though. That's it. It was like, you know, we got to, it was, since it was, you know, cheap or whatever, I guess we got a really oversized room. But it was still a hostel. It was like right down in the middle of everything in Denmark, Copenhagen, in Copenhagen. So we were able to stay here. And so we get along. But again, and then I did good. I was doing good until that last night, Saturday night. She's leaving Sunday morning. I had hit the wall. I was just completely worn out. I couldn't even talk. I had nothing left. I was drained. I had nothing left. And part of it was physical. I believe most of it was mental and psychological. That downtime that I'm used to, that quiet time, that time unengaged with myself. I just hit the wall. I was just, Saturday night, I was done. I was just, I couldn't stay. And she understood. You know, we talked about and laughed and the sorts. Yeah, so Saturday night, I hit the wall. I was done. It was nothing. I mean, I had nothing left. I mean, I couldn't be polite. I couldn't respond. I didn't have the urge to be polite or respond. I just wanted to, and like right now, she just sent me a message because she's still in California seeing other people, you know, because she lived there before. So she got family and stuff out here. In fact, her son is out here from Denmark, you know. So, and she got, you know, in-laws and people here. So she's up north seeing them. I put her on a train yesterday. I came home and I had it planned that, you know, she's going to be here. To the, you know, we didn't really plan anything out. We just said, all right, he's going to be here from this date to that date. And then from, I think this yesterday, 16th to so-and-so, I got to go to my mother's because my sister went to Alaska on a trip or something. And so I was going to stay with my mother. And I had it booked that I was going to drop the day in off on Saturday and go to my mother's on Sunday. That was ridiculous. I don't know what. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was going to try to do it. And I looked at my calendar. I said, I ain't going to be able to get no Jeffrey time until August. And then in August, I'm flying back to be with granddaughter and my daughter. So yesterday, I called my, I texted my mother, mom, I can't. I just put the Dane on there on the train. We were together for 9 straight days, and I'm exhausted. I am exhausted. And it's not physical, it's just, it's me. It's me, I need my space. I need my quiet time, no TV, no radio. I just need to be able to sit in it for, I guess more periods of time than I thought. I always knew I was like this, but I didn't know. Well, I kind of didn't know. But this is just another example to reinforce what I already knew. Because one thing with the day, like if I say, okay, I'll say, hey, did you see the report about Smith or something? She'll go, huh? Smith? Her level of engagement, I don't know, the way they communicate or she communicates, it's like super bi-directional. So I'll say, do you know about the Smith report? She'll go, huh? What's the Smith report? Or so she'll say, huh? And I just won't say anything. And then she'll hear the question and answer it. Because when she goes, huh? I'm supposed to say it again. I don't know if you know, in her protocols, I'm supposed to say it again. I just wait. Then she hears and she'll say, oh. And then the back and forth, she'll be like, oh, I'm a go through this. Is that okay? Or it's not like she asked for approval. It's just that engagement, you know. I'm not used to that at all. You know, because she's a mother. So she always had kids around. You know, they're just used to, like, when we leave, even leave the apartment. I'd be like, just go. Go all the way through. Don't hold the door for me. Just go all the way through. All the way to, you know, as far as you can. Don't hold the door. Don't wait. Don't do anything. You know the way we're going? You know, just go. Because she'll stop and hold the door. I mean, we talk about it. We talk about that. You know, it's manners. It's human. That's what humans do. And I admit, I'm the weird one. I'm the strange one. I'll accept that responsibility. But my thing is just go through. I can get the door myself. You know, but the natural tendency is to help out the next person, especially if they're carrying something or something like that. But one night, we went to In-N-Out. It was a long day or something. We both was kind of tired. Went to In-N-Out. It might have been a Saturday when I was worn out. Yep, the last Saturday. The Saturday night when I was tired, we went to In-N-Out. It was a good day, cruise Hollywood. She went out with her friend. Blah, 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 blah. And when we got back home, she got out of the car. She walked all the way through. Through the gates, through the door. Went right to the door. Didn't wait on me or anything. I was like, yeah. I let her in the house. You know, I should have gave her the key. You know, I wasn't faking. Let her in the house. And she sat down at 8. Didn't wait for me. Didn't ask, am I ready to eat? Didn't, you know, is my food ready? And I was like, that's how you do it. I was like, look at you. Sitting down, not worried about nothing. It's got a food. Got in, set it down. Put it on a stand and just start eating. Not worried about me or anything. That's what I'm used to. You know, that's what I'm used to. In fact, anything, some manner. See, like, if we're walking out and you hold the door for me, I'm obligated to respond. And I don't even like that. I don't want to be obligated at all. Zero. I'm that kind of person. So imagine being with somebody for 9 days, even though you're getting along and having a good time. And it takes a toll on me. And, you know, I need separation. And I've said a long time ago that if I was ever get married or do something like that, we'd maintain separate households if possible. Even if, you know, we have separate households, you have yours, I have yours, but there wouldn't be like, you know, you can't come here. We could like stay either way. Where are you staying that night? I'm at your house tonight. Oh, where you at? Oh, I was up in the valley, so I'm gonna stay here. Okay, and the kids can stay wherever they want, you know, as long as they let people know, oh, I'm gonna stay over here. I'm gonna stay there. It's not that, you know, it's mine. You know, I'll need my space, don't come here. But it's something like that, but it's, you know, it'd be fluid. Like, oh, where are we gonna stay tonight? Oh, you gonna be down here? Okay, I'll come down there. Or, oh, I'm tired, I'm gonna stay here. You know, I'm gonna spend some time here. You know, it wouldn't be like the traditional one house, you know, one bed. You know, because I took the idea from separate rooms. I went from separate rooms to separate households to get that separation. This was 30 years ago, a long time ago. So, because I knew how it was. You know, but we get along well. We have a good time. We just have a good time. In fact, you know, she's so cool. You know, she was doing her thing, easy going. And I'm working. You know, and she keeping busy. I was like, you know what? I want to take a day off. I want to take a day off and do something, you know, while she's here. Because I haven't taken a day off and done anything in a while. I've taken a day off, but I didn't take a day off to do nothing. So I'm looking around. Vegas, Joshua Tree, Palm Springs, San Diego, whatever. You know, trying to think. And it's going to be like 190 degrees. I took that into consideration. And I stumbled up on Big Bear. So I started studying up on Big Bear. And I looked, I said, oh, these hotel prices ain't that bad. It's a 2-hour ride. Huh. And it's in the mountains, so it should be, you know, kind of cool ride and this and that and this and that. So we went up there. Cool spot. Cool, and I don't mean in temperature because it was. It was still hot, but it wasn't, you know, San Fernando Valley hot. Cool people. It was much more diverse than I thought it would be. I was seeing regular black people up there. And I said, I'm going to ask somebody. Because maybe I'm the one who don't know. You know, they had food was up there. It was rustic. It wasn't all modern, but they had the modern things. It was a little slow and it was unsophisticated, which I liked. And I stumbled upon a hotel room. I could have got a cheaper one, but I got one, you know, it's moderately priced. I said, that's a good price for two nights. Brand new hotel, still being renovated to the point to where the front desk wasn't made yet. Front desk was still being built, but all the rooms were renovated. Our room was brand new. Right there on the beach, ocean, waterfront, probably about 100 yards away from the waterfront, maybe. See the lake out of our window. Two chairs are out there. Just nice. It was just nice. And I was saying that, you know, I paid a little extra money because I saw the Black Bear Lodge or something up the street. Right? I said, oh, that one was a lot cheaper. I could have got that one. But I realized that the niceness of this room factored into the experience. You know, the air conditioning, everything new and nice and crisp. TV didn't work all that well. And I tried to hook my Fire Stick up to it. No, I had tried to, it had screen mirroring built in the menu of the TV, but it didn't work. And then you get regular TV channels, but they would just cut off every now and then and cut back on. You know, it wasn't about the TV anyway, but it was nice. So, but we did end up watching a movie, you know, something fairly mindless just to pass the time. But the, you know, the quality of the room definitely played into the experience. Took a boat ride, cruised to the lake, walked around the place. It was just nice, got good food, barbecue. She got her Taco Bell because they don't have it in Denmark. And just, you know, she was doing stuff that she can't do. It's not all in Denmark. So we just had a good time. We just had a really, really, really good time. And I was surprised at Big Bear. Not sure where I left off, but I don't mind going back to Big Bear. Big Bear was cool. And what I was saying is, it was regular people. Now, by that I mean fairly diverse. In fact, it was minimal white people. It looked like regular city people. I mean, meaning you didn't see too many people dressed as if they were on vacation. You know, like overly, not overly dressed, but new clothes and or coming from Wisconsin or something like that. It looked like regular people. In fact, I said, I'm going to ask somebody. I said, I'm going to ask one of these black people, do they come up here a lot? You know, because I was seeing too many. Like I didn't know what was going on. Like, I missed something like that. Everybody knew but me. But it was good. We walked up the street. Everybody's friendly. Visitor center. Place where we stayed called the Marina Rivera. Brand new place, centrally located. We walked to the visitor center, which was right there. Walked to Pine Knot Street. That's where all the Hatmans was. It was just good. It was just a really, really good hang. Just comfortable. Lake. You know, people, vibe. You know, it was, wasn't no funk. In fact, I don't even think I've seen anything funky. And that includes people riding down the street playing their music too loud. But that's not a complaint. That's not a complaint. It was a good time. I would definitely go back. I would definitely go back. 2 hours away. It was beautiful. Just enough time. Call it a road trip. Prices were good. Wasn't crowded. Of course, now we went up there on a Thursday. All right, I can't let that go by. It's probably of significance. We went up there on a Thursday. And then Friday, it just started to get kind of crowded. And then Saturday, when we were leaving, because we left Saturday morning, you could see a lot of people coming up. And the lake was probably starting to fill up, and people started to get there. So, Big Bear during the week. Get out of there, stay there Friday night, get a little bit of excitement, and get out of there Saturday morning when everybody's coming up. But it was nice. It was really nice. And like I said, hanging with the Dane, having another person. It's probably been, well, when I stay with my daughter, that's 2 weeks at a time. And that's just about, at the end of that 2 weeks, I'm right there. I'm just right at the end of my tolerance. Not tolerance, but my whatever. My stamina or energy. And I'm thinking, oh, I'll be on an airplane tomorrow. And I keep that in my mind. I, you know, try to go through it, but me and my daughter understand that we both need our time. So we can openly say, you know, this or that. And we get irritable or whatever because we need our time. And she works and has granddaughter. So I don't know how she does it, but she says that, you know, whatever granddaughter does doesn't bug her. Because, you know, if me or mother or somebody even blink too loud, we're going to hear about it. But she's getting better. Yeah, she got a lot of honor, if you really think about it. Mother working, you know, blah, blah, blah. So you really, I'm not like faulting her saying this or that. You know, she's doing a hell of a job, if you think about it. Granddaughter will never be out of pocket as far as appearance and being taken care of and, you know, having what she needs and all that. Whatever out of pocket means, if I'm allowed to use that term. But, so, you know, I'll start another stint in the presence of other people. And another thing I'll say, after I dropped the Lena off at the bus stop, I'm back at the house. The apartment's clean. Oh, I got a Roomba. When we left Thursday, my Roomba was delivered that day. And I'm like, oh boy, that big ass package sitting in front of my door for 2 days. I said, you know, I wondered about somebody taking it, but that's just natural. That's just the way I was brought up to think. And it's been more than one time where I've had packages delivered, nobody messed with them. You know, I was like, ah, what the heck, $200 Roomba. I was like, ah, what happened if somebody took it? Can I call Amazon? Blah, blah, whatever, whatever, you know. But it was there. Got it. In fact, I got it. We got back probably about noon, I think, or something like that. We probably got back about 1 or 2. And I got it. I back. First thing I did was unpack. We both just went. It was kind of cool. We both went into this unpacking thing. Wasn't even talking. You see people moving back and forth. Because she had all this vintage clothing stuff she bought. And she had to get ready to go somewhere. Yeah, she was leaving the next morning. So she had to pack and get ready. Do this and do that. So we both was in this motion. Going this way, going that way. Going that way, going that way. It was good. Got everything unpacked. I sat down. Took a deep couple breaths. And fired up my Roomba. Because the Roomba, no, she left because she had to go meet with a friend to do her bags and whatever stuff, you know, get accommodations and stuff, you know, blah, blah. And so she left, so I just sat there for a little while with the Roomba. It was just there, it was still in the box. I didn't even feel like taking it out. And I finally took it out and got hooked up and started getting into it, knowing damn well I'm supposed to be using this time with her away to sleep and rest. But I couldn't. I had a toy. So I'm playing with it. And I'm up there. And then I'm like, oh, I should be sleeping. I should be resting. Because she's going to be coming back. And I kept playing with the toy. And I got it going. And it was fascinating watching it do what it do. How it finds rooms and bumps up against things and goes around table chairs and all that. I was impressed. I was impressed. Once I got hooked up to the Wi-Fi, downloaded the app, you know, charged it and got it all going. Look at that. So then I ran it one time, you know, just do it. And that's okay. So I deleted that map and told it to go on another mapping mission, just pure mapping mission. You know, not vacuuming. And it did that. We got a map, then I ran it again. You know, just, you know, in fact, I'm running it now. I ran it, I started it before I went on my walk. About halfway through, I got a notification on my phone. Job's complete. And it showed me a map of where it vacuumed. I was like, oh, okay. I'm gonna run it again. what I did was I hit clean everything. And I think what it did was it cleaned everything. It vacuumed and discovered. So, and then it showed me a map, but I don't know if that was the map that I had saved, but it was pretty close. I mean, it was no big deal, but, you know, just being, because I have a saved map. You only save one map. Then you can tell, I can tell it, hey, do the bedroom. Hey, do the kitchen. Hey, do the bathroom. One room at a time, so I'm laying in the bed when I'm supposed to be getting rest from when the day ain't come back. telling it to clean the bedroom. You hear it, zzz, you see on the app, going to bedroom. And it gets in the bedroom, you hear it, you know, rev up the cleaning. Woo. One thing it is kind of loud. It's not quiet. You know, you'll definitely hear it working. So it makes noise, and that's no problem. You hear it come in the bedroom, and I watched it do what it do. Then it cleaned the bedroom, and it turned around and went back and put itself back on the base. How the hell am I supposed to sleep when I got a toy like that? So she got back. You know, she'll be tired just like I am, but she don't get tired like I do or whatever. She didn't eat. And she's like, how come women don't eat? How come women don't eat? You're going a whole day without eating. And then you know what happens? Every time, this has been going on for 30, 40 years. This is about every relationship I've been in. Except for maybe one. People don't know how to feed themselves. I used to do it too. But I realized I didn't like that feeling of not eating and getting irritable and just feeling that way. And being so hungry that you eat too much and get sicker or so fast and you get upset stomach. So I started forcing myself to eat breakfast. Why do they do that? So she got back and then they don't know what they want. What do you want to eat? And what do you want? And they ask you what you want. I ate. I'm done. I'm good. I don't want nothing. Feed yourself. And mothers, or I think personalities, it's hard for them to think in such selfish terms. And I'm like, ugh. See, now all of a sudden, you hungry, and I got a responsibility. And you might say, well, that's what being in a relationship is about. And I'll say, that's probably why I ain't been in a relationship in 10 years or whatever. Because compromise is hard for me. Understanding like that is hard for me, and I'm old, and I know it, and I accept it. But, you know, for her, for the benefit of what I get, return on investment for doing something like that, it's well worth it. And also, to quantify it, to actually quantify it, for me to do this little compromising things and this and that things for what I get on return, if I was to quantify it and get a return on investment, I win. I come out on the benefit. The things she gives me or that I gain, quote unquote gain from it, is well worth it. I mean, from everything from home cooking, and she comes in, you know, like getting towels and just like little, you know, nurturing stuff that comes natural to her that I benefit from. Just let alone, did I say the cooking? You know, the cooking and the companionship. Well, you got to throw the companionship out because that's two ways. You know, just the ideas and the information I get from her that I can use. You know, I definitely benefit from it. Then I was also thinking, the thing she does naturally, I benefit from. And maybe the things that I do naturally, the things that I am inclined to do it natural and just do, maybe that feels that she gets something from that. You know, it's hard to say. You don't know what the other person, you know, how your value to the other person is. It could be, doesn't have to be the same thing, you know, just because, oh, you know, she cooks all the meals. She cooks the meals. Why don't you cook meals? Maybe I do something, you know, in another capacity to where she gets, she would consider a resource or whatever. And since I do it naturally, I probably don't even know what it is. And I think either way, we fit that way. Because I say, people are different and we need people like you. And I appreciate you. Thank God I ain't like that. Because some of the, you know, things in her natural disposition, I told her it makes my skin crawl that if I was to think that way. I'm just way, it's beyond selfish. It's just beyond selfish, but it's accommodating too. I'm not like a tyrant or me. It's just that, and it's not that my first, yeah, it probably isn't my first priority is me. When I wake up in the morning, first thing I think about is me and then everybody else. You know, I gotta get myself together first. And, you know, maybe, like I said, maybe that fits with her personality, but either way it goes. Well, right now, and I started all that. That's why I started saying all that. And I got into the conversation about the Roomba. Because I'm sitting in the apartment after she left. That, number one, the house is clean. Visitors come. I clean the house for a week. I've cleaned things I haven't cleaned there ever before. Because the apartment was renovated. Even though I've been there 20 years, the apartment was renovated a few years ago. And there's some things that I never cleaned. I clean windows, shower doors. You know, I got the apartment nice and clean. Sheets. You know, just really doing a good, thorough cleaning that I only do when I have visitors. And since I never have visitors, I hadn't done it. So the apartment's clean. I'm sitting in the apartment's clean. Refrigerator full of food. She cooked. She brought food out back when she came back. We had goodies. We were grocery shopping. We went to Trader Joe's. I got this, I got that. I got cheeses. I got Gouda. I got seaweed salad. I got pork something. I got bread. I mean, the place is just clean. The Roomba is gone. And it was just a good feeling just to sit there, you know, and to look back on the accomplishment of the last 9 days and me sharing my space and energy. You know, it was good. It's good. Life is good. People are good. It's just, everything's just good. But it's also good to get back to Monday, get my ass back to work, back on the routine. Mr. Scale said 204 something last night. That was an anomaly weight, but it was an indication of trend. When I woke up this morning, you know, it could have been water, drink, liquids. There was definitely some food and stuff going on last night. There was some bread and there was some stuff going on, let me tell you, yesterday. And you know, I didn't get my steps the last couple days or whatever. So that 204 was well earned. When I woke up this morning, it was down to 200 something, 200 point something, I believe. And now with this walk, I should knock off about 2.8, 2.6. And I'll take 197.2 easily after what I've been through. Because when she's here, we eat. We eat. In fact, Friday night before we left, Saturday. We used to get Slurpees. So I wanted a Slurpee. Got one from Taco Bell. She bought a Taco Bell. So I said, let me get a Slurpee. Got one from there. And I think I got another one. I think I got two of them. Big boy, I went back and got another one. Oh, we did. I went to McDonald's to get one, and they didn't have it at that McDonald's because she wanted a sundae. So she got a sundae. And I think I went to 7-Eleven, some place across the street, got another one. And then I got another one Saturday when I got back. Big ones, too. Mixed it with raspberry, blueberry, and like that. So it was on. It was good. Whoppers have, you know, chocolate balls, marshmallows, cake, cupcakes, big lemon cupcakes in the refrigerator right now. It's just good. It's just really good. It really is. I mean, saying I can't complain is such an understatement. It's probably a lie. It's probably such an understatement and misleading that I should feel guilty saying that. I got a good life, and I know it. And it just came off a good, whatever vacation or experience. We just had a good time. Had a very good time. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swing out y'all two times. For me, for the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. It's about the totality of it all. A theory of universe. A hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.